Mishnah said that Rosh Chodesh Tishrei is also Rosh Hashanah really rokois for vegetables. The Braisa says Tishrei is a Rosh Hashanah for vegetables, for meiser, and for nedarim, for promises. The fact number for vegetables means for the meiser of vegetables. If so, why is meiser listed as a separate item? Where it says the Braisa mentions drabon and meiser on vegetables, and the Raisa meiser separately. That's why it's meiser when it says meiser refers to the Raisa, when it says vegetables refers to the drabon. Why isn't the Raisa mentioned first, the Chayra? Where it says the drabon was more dear to the town of the Braisa, it's the drabon. We find that it's chaviv, and therefore it's mentioned first. Fact number, why does our Mishnah only list vegetables? Why doesn't it list the meiser deraisa? The Mishnah says the Mishnah lists the drabonon, and from there we would realize that it clearly applies this time frame of Rosh Hashanah applies for the deraisa deka meiser as well. Fact number, why does the brisa say meiser royce in the plural form? It should say meiser. The Mishnah says it's referring to two types of meiser: produce meiser and animal meiser, meiser tua and Meiser Dogen and Meiser Behema. Fact number, why did the Mishnah and the Braisa say Li Rok Kois in the plural form? Well, it says because it's referring to two types of vegetables. Ones that are bundled and become Chayiv and Meiser as soon as they're bundled, and ones that are placed into a Keli, which become Chayiv and Meiser at the time that they're put into the Keli. The Rosh Hashanah for both of these types of vegetables is Tishrei. A Braisa says, if one picks vegetables before sundown on the day before Tishrei and then picks some right after sundown, they cannot be combined for purposes of Truma and Meiser. If this was done at Tishrei going into the third year in the Shemitah count, so the earlier ones picked before sundown would be subject to Maaser Rishon and Maaser Sheni, and the later ones picked after sundown would be subject to Maaser Rishon and Maaser Oni, not Maaser Sheni. In fact, how do we know that there's no Maaser Sheni in the third year? So Shmuel Levi says, the Pasuk says, Bashona Hashlishis Shnas HaMaaser, with Maaser written in the singular form. This teaches that in the third year, only one of the two Maasers of the previous year applies this year in the third year. So it must be that Maaser Rishon applies, because a Pasuk compares Maaser Rishon to an inherited land that teaches that both are continuous without a break. The Mishnah says, V'linidorim. A Braisa says, if one promises not to benefit from his friend for a year, that promise is for a 12-month period. If he says he will not benefit for this year, then the term ends on the first of Tishrei, Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, even if that promise was made one day earlier. Zoktamar, this is true even according to the view that one day is not considered to be a year, but in this case, the one day would be the full year. Why? Because this person made the promise to cause himself suffering, and even with that one day, he has accomplished his goal, so therefore, it satisfies the promise. Frekmar, why don't we say that the Rosh Hashanah for promises is Nisan? Why are we saying it Tishrei? Mar says, when dealing with promises, we follow Lashon B'nei Adam, what people mean when they make statements, and most people, when they say the new year, they're referring to Tishrei as the beginning of the year. Zokta Gemara Mishnah says that tilson becomes, which is a fenugreek, becomes subject to meiser when it sprouts. Produce and olives become subject when they grow to one third of their mature size. Fact Gemara, what does it mean that tilson becomes subject to meiser when it sprouts? What does it mean when it sprouts? Gemara says when it forms seeds. Okay. Difference. Rashi says when there are seeds inside. Taisa seems to say when those seeds are able to then be planted and grow into something on their own. In fact, how do we know that produce and olives become subject to meiser when they grow one third of the mature size? So Rabbi Asin and Rabbi Yechanan said the pasuk regarding hakel says at the end of the seventh year on the Yom Tov of Sukkos. Now that's the eighth year, not the seventh year. So why is it calling it the end of the seventh year? This teaches that if something grew one third of its mature growth before Rosh Hashanah, it's considered to have grown during the seventh year during Shemitah, and must be treated as such when it's then cut and harvested in the eighth year Sukkot time. Rav Zeri asked Rav Asi, maybe the pasuk is referring to produce that had not grown at all before Rosh Hashanah, and the pasuk teaches that Shemitah continues until Sukkot. The Mara says the seemingly extra words of Chag Ha'osif B'tzeis Hashanah in the pasuk teach that produce that's cut on Sukkot after Shemitah is still considered to be Shemitah produce. The Rabbanan determined that any produce that can be cut on Sukkot must have grown to at least one third of its mature growth before Rosh Hashanah to be at that stage by Sukkot, and therefore from there we come out that anything that grew to one third of its mature growth during Shemitah will then therefore have the din of Shemitah.